Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
I feel so, like, underdressed, but for the seasons.
Ooh. Are you scared, Sarah?
Well, actually, that's not true. I was like, oh, I'm wearing, like, fuzzy socks, like, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I was like, I'm so fall right now. But then I show up to this recording and Kirby is literally wearing a black sweatshirt, dark lipstick, and is in front of what looks like Disneyland during Halloween. So there's spooky pumpkins. There's like the black, like spooky lighting.
It's Main Street during Halloween at Disneyland.
Okay.
So yes.
So basically what she's trying to say is spooky season has arrived. Kirbyween.
Kirbyween is happening, even though it's not October yet. And Sarah, so you said you noticed my lipstick.
Yes, I did.
Do you notice this?
I was gonna say it kind of looked like a filter. What is this?
Zoom. I don't know if people are aware of this, but if you go into virtual backgrounds on Zoom, I see this thing that says Studio Effects. So I click it. And Sarah, look, watch my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
You can change the eyebrows.
Oh. This is like how I did my brows in like 2017.
I know. And you can change the color of your eyebrows, like literally, like mine are taupe right now. You can change them to black. Like, I mean, this is wild.
This is what happens when I don't dermaplane my upper lip. You can add facial hair? This is wild.
This is me if I were in my truest form. Stubble. This is Hold on. This is me if I were Ted Lasso. Why are we loving this so much? Me it's so dumb.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I kind of dig it, honestly. I feel like that needs to be your outfit this year.
I know. Wow.
I'm leaving it. I'm leaving the lips. I removed the other options. But yeah, apparently on Zoom Studio Effects, you can click it and it says apply to all future meetings.
Okay.
That's insane. That is truly insane. Like, we already knew they were like not right because of how well they filter your skin for Zoom. But like the fact that they're like, you can add makeup, you can add facial hair. It's wild. It's wild.
You absolutely do not have to do anything before you get ready for work.
No. Sarah, yours doesn't look like a filter, like your lips.
Well, neither does yours until you like pointed it out to me.
It doesn't look like a filter. We absolutely love to see it.
When did you discover this?
I discovered this when I was putting up my Disneyland Halloween background. I was like, Studio Effects, what's that? And then I'm like, what in the world?
Wow.
Wild times. Absolutely wild times. So.
Wild ass times.
Keep it on, girl. How's our favorite one-year-old doing?
He's thriving, you know?
I know.
It's like kind of crazy the difference between 1 year old and like post. She's like a toddler really? Now, technically, you know? Oh, and she just went through like a big mental leap where like when they're like processing information and they're learning things, they like are losing sleep over it and they're like irritable because they're like, holy shit, I'm like learning so much information right now.
Yeah.
So we had a week of like, and I hope it's ended, where she was like not sleeping well. She was like kind of cranky, like very needy. But like she's come out of it and is like, you're like, holy shit, you're like a child. You're like a real functioning human child. You're not just like a blob we're carrying around.
Totally.
She's sort of been that way for the last 6 months, but now more than ever, you know, like she has like emotions and opinions. It's just crazy.
We were at Sarah and Matt's house and then she had a birthday party for Zoe. And honestly, she's like, it's going to be very low key. And I knew it wasn't going to be low key because she literally sent like a presentation of like what the backyard was going to look like. I'm like, ma'am, this is not going to be low key. We walk in. Patrick goes, I don't even have this many friends. Like, this is absurd how many people are here at this party. I'm like, it's incredible. And the cutest part was we all sang her happy birthday and she started clapping for herself and looked so proud. Was like, yes, clap for me. I'm like, spoken like a true Virgo.
I know. And like, loved the attention.
Yes.
Didn't mind like all these people she hadn't met ever before. Like, staring at her, watching her,
picking
her
up, holding her. Yeah,
she loved it. She loved it. Yes. A little social butterfly. But yes, we did have a little step and repeat, which I didn't call it that. And then one of my friends was like, oh, of course you would get a step and repeat for Zoe's first birthday.
Not to mention, this child has a fleet of cars now.
Kirby and Patrick got her a Mercedes.
Baby's first Mercedes. Is there any other way?
No.
Yes, there is. There's a Tesla. There's a convertible Tesla in her future, and she has it. It's hilarious.
Kids these days.
I mean, I just thought my hot pink Barbie convertible was like all that. Look at the children now.
Same. Like, what is the equivalent of our Barbie dream house?
Oh, that's a good question. If you have children that are like, what, 4 and 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5. Let us know what the equivalent would be. What are the children coveting?
I wanted a Barbie dream house and I wanted a little vanity. And I remember one Christmas I got both and it was like, that was probably the best Christmas ever.
100%. Okay, y'all need to let us know. It's time for
What's on your face?
Besides the Zoom makeup. It's my week to go after our super wife. I'm so excited about this. As you know, I am a devoted follower of my dermatologist, Dr. Nancy Samolitis. She opened her practice called Facile Dermatology Boutique in 2016. It used to be on Robertson here in LA. They recently moved to this incredible spot on Melrose Place. It's gorgeous. You go and you're like, I'm going to go get my Alfred coffee and then go to see my derm and get a facial. It's just lovely.
So LA.
So LA. So last year, she had told me that they were launching a skincare line, but obviously the pandemic happened and it put everything on pause. They've been working on this since 2019, you know, getting the formulations together and, you know, packaging, what that was going to look like, all that stuff. So think ideally they would have launched last year, but they decided to hold off and it was worth the wait. The idea behind this brand is like, you love skincare, you want to take care of your skin, but you're just overwhelmed with all of the options out there. Like, honestly, I think she really wants to bring it back to like, you're using one brand essentially for your whole routine, and not because it makes it more effective or anything. Like, it's like a chicker version of Proactive or something. You
totally
know what I mean?
Totally.
With less drying ingredients. Facile means easily achieved or effortless. That's the actual definition. And so that's why they named the practice Facile. And they wanted the skincare line, obviously, to emulate that. They launched with 8 SKUs. It's all direct to consumer right now. I would be shocked if some big retailer wasn't knocking on their door to get them in store at some point. But everything's under $40, which I personally gravitate towards, because for a lot of dermatology lines or dermatologist-based lines, they're always super expensive. Everything in the line is like between 50 and 70.
Yeah.
So her whole thing, and I know this because like we're friends, of course, I interviewed her for the story as well. And she was just like, not everyone can get to a dermatologist. I know that. I would love to see every person, but I know that's just like not an accessible thing for every human being, depending on like your budget or, you know, where you live. Like, just not acceptable. So there's the core four, which is basically like a cleanser, a serum, and a moisturizer, and then a lip jelly, which I'm obsessed with the lip jelly. It's incredible. It actually kind of reminds me of like Lip Gloss Boss, but it doesn't have the minty effect or tingly effect to it. And it feels more like a slippery type of gloss, but I keep it in my purse. The core four are meant to just be like very gentle, and like putting your microbiome and your moisture barrier back intact. I actually was not gravitating towards them at all. I was like, who cares? Like, I already have fresh soy face cleanser. Like, that's my jam. But the cleanser is really nice. You can use it as like a double cleanse both times. It'll take off your makeup. It won't strip your skin. There's good ingredients in it. I know there's like oat. I can't remember if oat's in the moisturizer or the cleanser, but there is oat in the core four, which I was like, hallelujah, my fave. And then I was really surprised. There's a hyaluronic acid serum, and I'm normally not a big fan of hyaluronic acid serums because they're like sticky.
Yeah.
Like they feel goopy. And then when you put them on, you're like waiting for it to dry. The user experience isn't great, in my humble opinion. And this was the first one that I like honestly reluctantly tried. I wasn't super thrilled about it. Like an HA serum. HA's in everything. Who cares? And now I think that's probably the product I use the most frequently. I use it in the morning underneath a targeted serum, and I'll use it at night as well. It just glides on the skin like butter and absorbs really nicely. And I notice it, especially like I'll put it under my eye area, and I feel like it just makes that area look more hydrated, as HA would. So the core four, just to break it down, cleanser is $26. The moisturizer, barely there, $32. The Do You serum, $25. And then the lip jelly is $12. And then I think like people are probably honestly going to gravitate towards these targeted serums more because they are going to achieve a lot for your skin. So Nancy, Dr. Samolitis, wanted to make sure that there were multiple ingredients in each product that were like proven effective through clinical trials, through literature, medical journals. So I'm not going to highlight all of them because there are four and y'all can read the Allure story, which I go more in depth on. But I found it really interesting that for the Brighten serum, there's not vitamin C in it.
Vitamin C. Oh my God, that's so funny. So I was looking through the samples because I had run out of a vitamin C and I was like, maybe she made one so I could try it. There was the serum that had niacinamide, or is that the brightening one?
So the one through line for all of the serums is that niacinamide's in all of them.
Okay, okay. What I will say is I was really impressed by the fact that of the products were very, like you said, Kirby, like really easy to like understand, very approachable. Like you know exactly what you are going to get when you are using this product. Like,
yes,
it explains it right there on the side of the package. It calls out the ingredients. Yeah, you know exactly what you're using. And I feel like that is the difference between hers and like a lot of dermatologist-backed brands or dermatologist-founded brands, where you're sort of just like confused about like what it is you're using, or it's like a single ingredient and you're not really sure like how often you should be using it or if it's going to play well with others. So I haven't tried any of the products yet. I'm very excited to try it. It just seems so effortless, like you said, so facile.
Yeah, so facile. And I think too, when it comes to dermatologist brands, like they can be kind of intimidating. They feel very clinical. They look very clinical. Mm-hmm. These are fun. Like they're like these pastel packaged serums. The branding is like fun and feminine.
The names are really cute.
Yeah, it's just like reverse. Okay, I want to reverse skin damage, or like I want to reverse like age spots or whatever I have. So you know you're going to use that. It has retinol, and that's the one that also contains vitamin C.
Mm, okay.
I think that's a really good one. I honestly feel like that is like, it's a step below prescription retinol, but a step above like an inky list retinol. You know what I mean? It's not a starter retinol, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
My favorite is actually clear, and that's because it contains three acids, lactic, salicylic, and glycolic at high percentage points with niacinamide. And I feel like every time I use it, I'll use it like twice a week. It decongests my skin, but also like gives me like this firmer, glowier complexion. And obviously it's like exfoliating, so it would do that.
Oh.
She didn't include vitamin C and Brighten because like I feel like vitamin C has become this controversial ingredient where some people are like, this just doesn't work for me. Like L-ascorbic acid doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the other forms of vitamin C that I use aren't as effective as L-ascorbic acid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I love vitamin C, you know what I mean? So I've never really had this problem. But for her, she's like, it's a common thing that I deal with my clients. So they're like, I want to use vitamin C to brighten my skin.
Allergic to it, or I had a bad reaction. It's too unstable.
Yes, yes. So for Brighten specifically, it gently exfoliates the skin to brighten dull skin. I mean, it helps with uneven skin tone. It kind of like gives you a glow. The actual serum itself has a little bit of like a shimmer to it. So when you like open it up, Sarah, it kind of is like a nice primer before makeup. But it includes ingredients that have been proven to work topically to not only lessen brown pigmentation, but red pigmentation. So if you have those post-inflammatory marks from picking your pimples, scarring, whatever, it's also helpful for things like rosacea. It includes ingredients like tranexamic acid, azelaic acid, vitamin E, and then of course the niacinamide. So four different options to choose from with the serums. They're all $38. I personally use like kind of a mix of all of them. I thought you might find this funny, Sarah. There's an ingredient in De-Stress, which is meant to like, if you have damaged your skin barrier or you have very sensitive skin or even acne, mm-hmm. they say to use that one. There's an ingredient called phytosphincosine. Mm. Have you heard of this?
No, how do you even say that? Phytosphincosine?
Phytosphincosine.
Sphincosine, okay.
And the reason why I thought this was really funny is, so it's an anti-inflammatory and it helps to protect the body from allergens and irritants. So if like you have sensitive skin, De-Stress is definitely the serum for you. Dr. Sam said that her dog was dealing with, I think, eczema. Her vet gave her phytosphincosine and it cleared up his eczema in like a day. And she's like, why don't I have something like this for my clients? So they went through, they found that there was actually some really great literature and studies done on this exact ingredient for acne in human skin. And so now they have that ingredient within this particular serum, which I thought was really funny.
That is so funny.
I know. It's crazy. So anyways, Facile is out now. You can buy it online. They were lovely enough to give me a code.
Ooh.
I know. I don't get any kickbacks from this. I mean, at least not yet, because I'm not signed up through any affiliate program with them. But if you use code, I believe it's KirbyJohnson15, you can get 15% off of your order. We'll put that on the website too, so yeah, you can use it should you guys want to try a serum or the cleanser or whatever. But yeah, proud of Dr. Sam.
Congratulations, Dr. Sam.
The last thing is that For Allure had to get the formulations, not approved, but like checked out by an actual cosmetic chemist to like kind of, you know, say, okay, here's here's the real tea. The cosmetic chemist was like, these are beautifully formulated. Mm. Like there's a lot of good stuff here. If that makes you feel better.
It does.
Now with every product I own, I want to like send it to this cosmetic chemist and be like, tell me, what do you think about this?
That's great. Wow.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's beauty news time. CVS has a big event coming up, okay? CVS's all-in-one skin event, which is happening on stores and online from September 26th to October 23rd. What is this big event, Sarah? Tell us the tea.
Yes. Okay. I feel like CVS has these major beauty events or beauty sales, but like it's always under the radar. And unless you pop into CVS or you're like a loyal CVS shopper, you sort of miss it.
Yeah.
So I feel like we highlight most of them, but we should do a better job of calling them out because they're so good. So the CVS All In on Skin event is, like Kirby said, it's happening right now through October 23rd, and you get buy one, get one 40% off select skincare items. And if you buy two, you get $2 extra bucks rewards. So that means, like, you know, those like long ass receipts you get. You're going to get like so much money. And there's such great brands. So there's CeraVe, Bioderma, Burt's Bees, Biore, Dove. Like, stock up on all the things, you guys. Let's like go over some of the sales. Oh, Pixi is also involved in
the
sale.
Get the Glow Tonic. Get it.
Stock up on the Glow Tonic. I feel like this is a great time to get ahead on like holiday shopping, guys.
Yeah, totally.
Just go to your CVS and start shopping, because if you wait, especially with all of the products that are stuck at the docks, at the ports.
Yes. Yes.
Like this is
a problem.
Yeah. This is like a serious problem. There's no like last minute shopping online, you guys. We have to start now.
No, I really wanted to buy Halloween paraphernalia literally today.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not going to show up for 4 weeks.
No.
I'm like, so it's not even going to be here in time for Halloween? What the hell?
Ugh, that is so frustrating.
Y'all, I'm serious. This is going to be a big deal this year. It's going to be wild.
There's Aveeno, like I said, Neutrogena.
We love the oat.
The oat.
Get the Hydro Boost. Stock up on your Hydro Boost sunscreen. You know you want to.
There's like pages and pages. You can shop online, which is great as well. Shop at CVS.com or go into your local CVS. I'm going to go.
Some people can't walk into Target without buying something. That's me, but also me going to a CVS. I literally find at least two or three things I'm just going to pick up.
You and Kimberly Kardashian loves a CVS.
Yes, she does. We know this because of that David Letterman show.
Yep. Yep. And then Kanye raps about it on Donda. And then there was like a photo of her walking out of CVS in New York recently. Like, she really loves CVS. Who doesn't, though?
Kimberly, she's just like us.
So shop the sale. Let us know what you're picking up. And if you have any suggestions for us. Shake your body now, shake your body
now. Hi, Glams. Before we get into this next news story, I wanted to give anyone that may need it a trigger warning. We will be talking about weight loss, weight gain, treatments that kill fat cells, and also having a larger discussion on fat phobia. If this is a conversation you don't want to hear or be a part of today, we totally understand. Just skip ahead. We end this news story around the 30-minute mark.
Everyone is talking about this. On Thursday, 90s supermodel Linda Evangelista posted on her Instagram that basically claimed that she was, quote unquote, permanently deformed by Cool Sculpting. So I woke up, saw this in our Slack, Rachel Krause messaged me, and I read it, and I was like, I gotta text Kirby, because Kirby has gotten this, and I'm sure 100 people are also messaging Kirby to know what she thinks. So, Kirby, tell us what went down and what exactly is Linda claiming happened to her.
So I am not exactly clear where she got this done. I've seen some things here and there that said like she got multiple areas, but I couldn't like verify any of that. So Cool Sculpting is a procedure that freezes the fat cells and kills them. And then they're later eliminated through the liver. You pee them out. I have had this done, not actually like because I was seeking it out, but because I was working for a company where I tried I try treatments for a living. So I was like, I'll be a guinea pig and try this out. You can actually watch the videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Should you want to see me get my chin and my lower abdomen frozen off. The thing that I tell people when they get this done is if you gain weight, like you don't gain weight everywhere else except for those areas. Like the weight comes back in those areas, hence me. Like I loved my results when I had them done, but I gained weight afterwards. And like, I definitely have like my chin back and I definitely have like a little bit of weight on my stomach. It's like not something that bothers me, but I did notice a change when I did gain weight. It's not a long-term fix. It's not even something permanent. A lot of times when I talk to doctors about this particular procedure,
you should look into lipo.
Yes. Every plastic surgeon and even cosmetic derm that I've talked to has said, like, if you are being serious about removing chin fat, you should just get liposuction and call it a day. It's the easiest, most effective way to keep it gone. And so what happened to Linda is not unheard of, but it is rare. It is something called paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, and it's a rare condition that is the side effect of cryolipolysis, which is what Cool Sculpting is, cryolipolysis. It's funny that like lipo is in there. But basically what happens is when you go into a Cool Sculpting treatment, you lay down, you're probably watching TV, they take an applicator. There's a smaller one for like the face and then a larger one for larger extremities. And they put it on and it suctions the fat. So oftentimes they'll be like, oh, the applicator doesn't fit in this area, like we can't do it. Or you don't even have enough fat to be frozen off in this area, like this is not gonna work for you. They also run down the potential side effects, and this is one of them. Although rare, a good doctor will tell you what side effects could be expected. So when it suctions, it freezes the fat. I think both of my treatments were maybe, I think my chin was less than my abdomen. I think at most it was 30, 40 minutes that I laid there. Afterwards, they take the suction off.
What does it feel like?
It feels like a frozen brick of butter, but it's your fat.
Like, do you feel like it's like someone has vacuumed your fat and then it's like frozen?
Yes.
It's like cold?
Yes, it's cold. When I did this, the most common question I had was, does it hurt? And I said, no, there's only one uncomfortable part, and it's when they massage your fat afterwards. They have to massage it so it's not in that like brick form on your body.
And it's like really cold.
Yeah. And like, it's just a weird feeling. It's like they're de-thawing your skin. It's a very weird yeah. feeling. And they're like, sorry, I know this is like a bizarre experience. I'm like, yeah, it's weird. The other thing about Cool Sculpting people need to know is that you can't just go in for one treatment and expect it to work properly. You have to get more than one. So while I did see results on my chin after the first treatment, honestly, results, they don't happen immediately. It takes about, I feel like, 6 to 8 weeks to see. You literally just wake up one day, look in the mirror, and you're like, huh, okay, that's gone. Cool. And then move on with your life. That's what happened to me, at least. So when you get Cool Sculpting done, you're supposed to get more than one treatment for it to be proven effective according to the FDA stipulation, because this is an FDA-approved treatment.
Within those 6 to 8 weeks or yes. like months later?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I got my chin done and it worked so effectively, there was no fat for it to suction onto afterwards. So it was like, if I wanted the more long-term results from Cool Sculpting, it would just be like a cyclical process because I'd have to gain weight for it to adhere to.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So anyways, that's why they say like lipo is the long-term thing. Now, I know that people have issues with Linda saying that it quote unquote deformed her. I know that there was a lot of conversation around that. And I think that there's a very nuanced conversation to be had. Technically, that is what happens to the tissue. It deforms the tissue because instead of killing the fat cells, what paradoxical adipose hyperplasia does is it enlarges them. So it really is like a large bulbous that's added to your body that makes it look different than what your body had looked like previously. In my humble opinion, I don't think that the word deformed was necessarily the right word to be chosen here. Yep. But I could also see why it was used, because she probably crafted that statement with the help of an attorney. Mm-hmm. Based on the literature of paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, they probably mentioned that it deforms the tissue in some way. I think there's also a bigger conversation to be had about fat phobia, because mm-hmm. a lot of people messaged me like, it looks like she gained weight. in general? And also, like, why are we so fat phobic that we have to, like, put our bodies through these things to, like, look a certain way? All valid. I have not seen actually a recent picture of Linda, to be completely honest. I have seen photos of her where she does look heavier, but also I don't know why she had potentially gained weight. Is it because of this Cool Sculpting thing sent her into depression? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to speculate about any of that. But what I will say is that, like, this is a woman who was one of the top supermodels of her time, one of the first supermodels of her time. I can't say that I disagree that she probably has some very deep-seated fat phobia ingrained in her because her modeling past. Mm-hmm. The fashion industry and modeling in general is fat phobic. Like, it sucks. But even though we're on this, like, body positivity train, I can't tell you how many times I show up to fashion events and, like, get looked at like I have three heads because I'm not a sample size. So this is, like, obviously not a conversation that I feel like Sarah and I can get to the bottom of or anything. But I do think that it's really important to discuss because Linda is obviously, like, deeply traumatized by this thing that happened to her, right? And that can be a true thing that happened.
Yeah. I thought it was also interesting in her caption when she called out her other fellow, like, models of that era and compared herself to them and how they're still working. I think, you know, she sort of implied that they, you know, still look the way that they look, you know, similar to how they looked in the 90s. And she doesn't because of this quote unquote deformity. I don't know. That's how I sort of read it. But I 100% agree with you, Kirby. Like, I can't imagine what it would be like to be her, to have been, like, the top model at the height of your career. And then also just to be an aging woman in the industry.
Yes. I think that both things can be true. Do I think that there can be, like, some deep-seated fat phobia that probably she needs to figure out and, like, talk to someone about? Yes. Do I also think that it sucks and I can empathize with her for feeling this way because it's something that happened to her body that she's not able, like, the too long didn't listen of it all is, like, the only remedy for this is liposuction. This isn't going to just disappear out of nowhere. When you have paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, you have to get liposuction to remove it, which is not only costly, but, like, probably something she was trying to avoid in the first place.
But she also did mention that she's had a lot of procedures or treatments after to try to correct it.
I would love more information.
Yeah. We don't know enough to, like, be able, like Kirby said, to give a truly informed opinion on this. But I mean, thank you for walking us through all of that because I had no idea. But yeah, there's fashion industry, man.
I empathize with anybody that has to deal with that.
Yeah.
Industry.
Honestly. Thank God we're in the beauty on the beauty side.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. On a lighter note, I feel like that just, like, took it out of me. I'm like, paradoxical adipose hyperplasia. Here we go.
I wanted to, like, applause. Thank you. Thank you. Being able to pronounce that so well. And honestly, like, you walked us through that whole what it was like. I felt like I was there with you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. No.
And we should link your video so everyone could watch it.
Yeah. If you want to check it out, we'll link the video. Okay. On a lighter note, Kylie is only going to get richer because Kylie Baby is launching. Sarah, what's going on?
All right. So Kylie Baby is launching on September 27th. So it will be available to shop right now while you're listening. Kylie wanted to launch a baby line because of Stormy. She's also expecting, as everyone knows. So we got to do an email interview with her.
Oh.
I know. She says, let me read the description of what it is. So it's safe and gentle baby-loving formulas designed to take extra care of sensitive skin and delicate hair. The products suit all skin and hair types, even the curliest ones.
Whoa.
For babies, toddlers, and kids of all ages.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, that's great. I think that there's definitely, there was a white space in the baby market for that. All the products are vegan, hypoallergenic, pediatrician tested. I did see a really funny meme where it was like pediatrician tested. And then the photo was Kris Jenner in a lab coat.
popping a glove.
Show us the clinicals. Who is the pediatrician?
Yeah, let me see the quote-unquote pediatrician. It's like Corey Gamble's in there somewhere, like smacking a little baby bottom or something. I don't know.
Totally.
Oh, my God. It's great.
I'm sure that they have this covered. So it's pediatrician tested, tear-free, paraben, sulfate, silicone-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, fragrance-free. There is a gentle shampoo, a gentle conditioner, a bubble bath, a moisturizing lotion. She's also selling merch. So there's a cute little baby towel, a brush and comb set, a little travel case. And it's like, just, it's really cute. It's like baby blue and baby pink.
Yeah, the packaging motif. Is adorable. The packaging adorable. Looks like a little sunset. It's very just dreamy looking.
Exactly. Yeah, it's super cute. So we asked her, like, what sets Kylie Baby apart from the other baby products that are available? And she said, as a new mom, I was curious and conscious about the products that would work best for my daughter's hair and skin. That's how I came up with the idea to launch a baby line with clean formulas that were gentle enough and would work for all skin and hair types without compromising quality. So this was really her goal. I guess maybe she couldn't find what she wanted when she was taking care of Stormy. So, yeah.
I feel like the hair thing is what sets this apart.
I do, too. I really do.
Sorry, Kylie, but it's not, like, enough to be like, I wanted to make something that reminded me of my baby. Like, that's not a white
because
space.
Also, like, let's be honest, like, Jessica Alba makes amazing baby products. Yep. There's Burt's Bees Baby. There's Pipette. There's, like, so many wonderful products. But I do agree with you. I think it was the hair thing, for sure.
Yep.
We also asked, like, what is her secret to juggling work and mom life? And she said that it's definitely not easy, but she made Stormy a bedroom at her office so she can join her while she works but still has fun. She even joins me in all of my meetings. And I was like, only Kylie. Because, like, imagine if, like, Zoe was just, like, hanging out during all of, like, my important, like, sales meetings or, like, brainstorms.
Zoe's in the background, like,
just 1 second.
Yes.
Zoe, what do you think?
Do it. We're not doing this sponsorship, Mom. Call it a day.
Yeah. The shampoo is $17, conditioner $17, the bubble bath and the moisturizing are also $17. You can get the set for $58. So it's, like, you know, fairly priced, I would say.
Sarah, where can we get it? Is this a direct-to-consumer thing still, or is it going to be in Target? Like, is it going to go mass?
I believe it is direct to consumer. You can shop it on KylieBaby.com, but TBD. It would be smart for her to partner with the retailer for sure.
100%. Like, I would be shocked if it wasn't in, like, a Target, CVS, Walgreens situation by the end of the year.
Exactly. Because let's be honest, if, like, moms and dads, parents, like, they need to be able to order stuff to, like, pick up curbside. Amazon is our best friend. So, like, Kylie,
make it work.
Get it together.
Do it, girl. Okay, last thing before we go. No more news. That was this week's news. We got a text message, Sarah.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Ooh. And I thought we should share it. It says, "Hi, Kirby and Sarah. I'm looking for a brow pencil that is effective and easy to use, but there are so many options? ? It is confusing. I agree. What is your number one love, your biggest Gen Z fan, Alex?"
Alex, we love you.
Alex, tell us more. We love you too.
There are just so many brow products.
We've talked about so many over the past couple of months. I feel like there's just been so many brow launches, but I will say one has reigned supreme for me.
Okay.
And she wants a pencil. That's the only recommendation we're going to give her. My favorite is the Reffy brow pencil. It is the one pencil I have been using consistently. I was using Kosas for a very long time. And then once I got Reffy, I completely converted and I've been using it nonstop. I use it every single day. It's becoming my thing. Instead of even wearing mascara, I'll, like, make sure my brows filled in with this Reffy brow pencil. It's just teeny tiny. It just gets in there, does the job. It doesn't look stark. It doesn't look heavy. And I just really, really like it. So Reffy is mine. What is yours?
Okay. So
I have to shout out the Makeup by Mario one because I just posted about it and it's a really, really good product. It's a really great pencil. It's really soft. You can use it to shade. You can use it to draw in little hair strokes. Precisely My Brow is just such a good product. It's a bestseller for a reason. And I just love how tiny it is. The goal is tiny. You got to go tiny.
The goal is tiny.
First, practice those little strokes. And then you can, you know, once you become an expert in that, you can fill in, shade, shape however you want.
Yeah, because for me, it's not like the bigger, thicker tips. It's not about filling in. Alex, it will definitely depend on your brow. But for me personally, I have microblading left over. So I'm not trying to like fully shape my brow. I'm just trying to fill in some bald spots and like give it a little bit of a lift, a little bit more shape versus like creating this like very structured brow situation.
I think it also has to do with like your expert level. Like I just really feel like if you aren't comfortable using a pencil or you just like don't really know how to, you're like just getting into, you know, filling in your brows, if small is the way to go.
I agree. And a good tip that we learned from Wendy Zomner, founder of Urban Decay, is do your makeup, play with your makeup looks at night before you go to bed and before you wash your face. Because if you mess it up, you're just going to wash it off. And if anything, you're learning and like figuring out techniques. So when it's go time, you're not stressed about learning how to fill in your brow. So take some time and practice before bed. All right, fam. When we talk to you next, it's going to be Halloween month. And boy, am I excited. Y'all, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you love it, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Join our Facebook group, the Los Angeles Glamgelinos. You can find all of our episodes on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts on the daily. Just make sure that you're subscribed, following, and that you leave us a review. And we will talk to you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.